Demai, perik vav, mishne yud. Ger v'oivet kechavim, she yershuas avim oivet kechavim. So ger and the non-Jew, they both yarshin their father that's a non-Jew. So one of the boys was Megayer. Yochel huloimer, so this Jew, this ger, can tell his brother, tol ato avoides kechavim v'ani maos. You take the avodah zarah, the getchkes that our father left behind, and I'll take the money. Ata yayin v'ani peris. You take the wine, and I'll take the fruit. So what are the issues here? So the first thing is obviously the Avodah Zarah itself, the getchkes or whatever type of Avodah Zarah paraphernalia that he's allowing this non-Jewish brother to keep. And also Yayin is Yayin Nesach. So he's giving him, he's allowing the brother to take Yayin Nesach. So one would think in these cases that the son, that's the Jew, inherits, like we had in the previous Mishnah, everything would get split, and it's as if he inherited the Avodah Zarah, or Yayin Nesach, and normally one would think that if that's the case, how can he then give it to this non-Jewish brother, because he's being machlif Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to sell Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to have any hanah from Avodah Zarah, or Yayin Nesach, that's aser b'hanah, so how can you give it over? So the Rav explains that here, a ger, midivrei Torah, does not yarshin from his father. Gershin is gayakim katan shenolad. He's like a newborn baby and has no relation to his father. Like the Rambam says, the das hivdil beinehem. The fact that he's a Jew, he has no relationship to his father anymore. And only midivrei soifrim, only the Rabbanan said, they gave a din to Rabbanan that a Jewish ger inherits his father's stuff, because if they didn't make that din, we're afraid that he's going to go back and he's going to be a mummer and go back to Avodah Zarah thinking that he's going to inherit his father. But really, Mi'ikar Din, he doesn't inherit it. So therefore, because that's the case, so he never really inherited Mi'ikar Din, and therefore it's not like he's giving over his share of something, because really, Mideraisa, in reality, it's never really his to begin with. So the Avodah Zarah wasn't his that he gave it up. He's just sort of saying, listen, I never really got this stuff to begin with. I mean, he's not saying this, but this is what's happening. He didn't get it to begin with. So therefore, it's not like he's giving him Avodah Zarah. He's saying that the Avodah Zarah, you're going to get that from daddy, and I'm going to get the money. Or you're going to get the wine, and I'm going to get the pears. The Mishnah ends, V'mishabolu rishus hager aser. But once it goes into the ger's rishus, then it's aser for him to then switch it and give it to his non-Jewish brother. Because he's being machlif and having hanah from Avodah Zarah, or Yayin Nesach.